You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. Thank you all for being with us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a rock star who has been injecting himself with snake venom, is it? Yeah, is that what it is? Snake venom to build up immunity. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about a dentist in Arkansas possibly exposed dental patients to an infectious material. We're going to talk about that. Doctors can also possibly see and measure your pain without you telling them. Hopefully they do something about it. We'll talk about that technique as well. We have other news that we're going to recap earlier today, like weight loss surgery could be linked to colon cancer. Employer-sponsored health coverage is on the decline. Employers don't want to pay for health insurance. And also any updates that we get on the Texas stabber on today's show. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. So the Texas slasher suspect Dylan Quick claims he had fantasized about stabbing people since elementary school. Okay, now we've been talking about now for months how we need to identify future psychopaths that are going to go and start killing people, right? And here we have somebody who said, well, you know, he's been fantasizing it, you know, since grade school. Okay, could anybody have figured that out? Anybody? Two college students are still in critical condition after Mr. Quick had gone on a stabbing rampage 2 days ago at Lone Star Community College in Cypress, Texas. Okay, a dozen others were also wounded. He is now being charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault. All right, he told police just hours after the stabbings that he had fantasized about stabbing people to death since he was in elementary school, saying he only stopped slashing people because his knife had broken. Wow. The attack had began, remember, at about 11 Tuesday morning. As students were in the hallways of the Health and Sciences building in the community college, witnesses said he had this evil look on his face, kind of like a smile and a satisfaction grin. He began to race down the corridor, slashing people at random with a razor-like knife, reaching for the face and neck. College sent out an alert, put them on lockdown, told the campus, anybody in campus, either stay inside or stay away. And then students start to be either flighted out or gone to nearby hospitals, etc. From what we understand, Quick was making his way to a second building when Eric Betrand, an ex-Marine and current student, saw the commotion. He said, we saw the girl coming down the stairs. She was holding her neck, and she was bleeding a lot out of her neck. So Betrand spotted Quick along with 3 other students. He began sprinting after him. One managed to grab his backpack, yank him to the ground. Betrand helped to subdue him. He recalled that as soon as he hit the ground, he put up his hands and said, I give up. Police arrived moments later to handcuff Quick. I mean, thank God you had people that were able to jump on this guy and stop him. You know, I thank God for our authorities, but, you know, they can't get there in time, which is why we really need to make sure we have people on campus that can help subdue any of these attackers. The campus was closed the rest of the day, from what I understand, resumed yesterday. But, you know, they describe him, okay, one of the students described him as friendly, this Quick kid who did this, but eccentric. Now, stabbing people and fantasizing about stabbing people, you would think this would be pretty easy to pick up. Now, when I was in medical school, we had one lecture, and I wish we had a lot more. It was done by a child psychologist. This woman was phenomenal. I wish I remember her name. And she was showing us pictures that kids draw. She'll have kids that she interviews draw pictures of their family, of a scene in their home, etc. Now, she was more of a psychologist that forte'd in sexual assault of a child. And she taught us what you could learn from a kid drawing a picture, you know, of their family. She said if the family is all on the same line, all right, you know, that means that's pretty good. Okay, that means, you know, it's more of a happy household, as opposed is if the dad is up in the air while the family is on the line on the ground, that can mean that the dad is a very assertive, aggressive force in the family. She taught us that if there were fruit trees on these pictures, okay, that could signify that there could be some sexual molestation being done. This was how she... You know, you could agree or disagree. She said if the kids had belly buttons drawn on their stomachs or any genitalia, that could signify that that could be a household that has some, you know, sexual molestation, assault, etc. So, you know, you would think, well, then maybe what we need to do is we need to have just all kids draw pictures, right? And the kid that sits there that is holding a knife, right in the picture, and there's all these dead people all over the place, maybe that kid somebody needs to give a talking to. But the problem is these days, these movies are violent. You know, like Transformers. Kids love Transformer movies. Well, Transformer movies have a lot of violence in them. So if the kid is really into Transformers or they're really into Batman or G.I. Joe, there's going to be a lot of guns. All right, and then there's going to be, you know, people, you know, dead in the scene, you know, because they just saw that scene. I mean, I don't know if Transformers, did they kill people? I forget the movie. It's been so long now. So, you know, it's going to be, I think, a little bit harder now to screen people because I think a lot of kids, you know, have always fantasized about being a cop or a cowboy and, you know, the shoot, pew, 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 you know, and, you know, or being in a, you know, battleship and, you know, shooting. I mean, that's just what kids fantasize about. But a kid fantasizing about a stabbing, all right, that is a little bit more kooky. And that should raise a lot more red flags. Again, I we're just trying to extrapolate after the damage is done. But, you know, I wonder if he ever, you know, brought that up to anybody. I fantasize about stabbing people. Then that person, when he wigs out, is going to probably stab somebody. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, you know, when I saw this headline, Rockstar injects himself with snake venom to build up immunity, I'm like, what? Who is it? Well, I guess it's Steve Ludwin, who was the frontman, I guess, wait a second. Was he in Pearl Jam? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know really who he is. So I was trying to look up who he was. Anyway, I guess he is 47 years old and fuels himself with snake venom. He's been doing this for half of his life. He said he sought it to build up immunity, and he has been doing it for years, and he's even gargled with it, and he uses it when he's on tour. Like I said, you guys may know Nirvana. I don't know. I don't know who he is, so I apologize. But, apparently he said that snakes and their venom has been the drug of choice. And apparently when venom, according to him, bites its prey, it delivers a complex mix of proteins and enzymes that can attack, well, we know this, muscle tissue, interfere, clotting, etc., could cause paralysis, death. But they say some scientists are actually looking at this. And as Ludwin gives biweekly shots into his torso, arms, and legs, all right, he claims it's boosting his energy, boosting his strength. Now, I know some of you are like, what? Snake venom, snake oil. Here's the only thing. The only reason why I would even waste my time or even waste your time on this story is I think we would be naive to think that there's stuff on this earth within other animals that aren't of use to us. Now, a snake biting us has always been a bad thing. But the one thing we've learned is sometimes bad things can be used to our good. Now, I'm not trying to sound like Dr. Evil, right, on Austin Powers. But, you know, with something so venomous as venom, you almost wonder, is there some good use? Like, for example, Botox, botulism toxin, is a toxin. It's a paralytic. Yet we've now used Botox for many medical issues, not just cosmetic. We're using it for migraines. We're using it for dystonia. We're using it for a variety of conditions. Botox, a toxin, penicillin. From a fungus, we were able to figure out how to attack bacteria. So when I hear something like this, well, we got somebody who's been injecting themselves with venom, and I guess cobra venom might have been used on injured horses in the past. I think this is something we should look into. I mean, it's venom. Isn't some of the Gila monster saliva being used now for a diabetic medication, Byetta? All right, there are things that we would think you just stay away from and ignore, which are right under our noses. Our poop. Our poop can even be used as a medical treatment for a debilitating Clostridium difficile infection. We talked about how one wife got her husband's poop transplanted into her colon, and she did fine. It stopped a lot of her debilitating colitis symptoms. So if our poop, now, keep in mind, there are a lot of cultures that will drink urine, feed the babies their grandma's urine, and I know that kind of freaks a lot of us out. There would be nice to have some science behind it before we start eating our excrements. But I wouldn't blow this off too quickly. You know, there may be something to this. You know, because something that, like botulism toxin, if it's going to paralyze you, if venom could paralyze you, well, then there's obviously some muscarinic properties or properties that could affect the nerves or how they work or the muscle contractions, right? There has to be something. So what if you harbor it? What if you dilute it? What, you know, test it. I don't know. I think that's pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, there's an Arkansas dentist who now has been in the news, possibly exposed. Let me read this to you because it's not as easy to read. Sorry, the font is small. Arkansas health officials on Tuesday recommended blood tests for about 100 young patients of a dentist who had sedated them with drugs possibly contaminated with infectious material. Now, Dr. William Jared Stewart has been deceased, but his patients are being now tested for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, and syphilis. They don't think anybody's at particular risk, but they are asking people to be checked. Apparently, Stewart had a history of substance abuse problems, surrendered his dentistry license in Louisiana before Arkansas officials granted him a license to practice dentistry. He died February 29, 2010 at age 40. They said he did not die of an infectious cause. We don't know how he died. Federal officials got involved to take the controlled substances under his license and determine what vials of medicine used in IV sedations appeared to be tampered with. If he tampered with the vials, then he could have possibly exposed his patients to something that he had. So from what we understand now, they're reaching out to patients and seeing if they need to get tested. He was, he was practicing in Arkansas. You know, when you hear this stuff, it just blows your mind. Do you know how difficult it is to get through medical school and get through dental school? It is so, I know they've made it a little easier now, but to get in, I mean, you have to have stellar grades. You have to have stellar community service, stellar work ethic, just to even get into medical school or to get into dental school. I mean, it is difficult and maybe a little easier in some schools to get in versus other schools. But for the most part, you have to be a pretty damn good student. You have to show you're pretty involved in the community, community service, you know, and you have, you know, obviously levels of competency, and you should be able to know the difference between good and bad. Then you go through the training. And I can't speak for dental school, but medical school, I mean, damn, 36-hour shifts back-to-back, averaging maybe $1.60 an hour, if that. Getting yelled at and screamed and smacked and degraded and, you know, grabbed in the butt and all the variety of things that happened when, during medical school. But then you graduate medical school, you get your license, you get your degree, but you can't be licensed until you do a residency. So now you have another 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years. So you get through that and you open your practice. It makes no sense to me why somebody would do something unethical. Why you went through all that to get your license. How could you go and turn rogue? How could you go and start to cheat the system or become addicted to something but not go the regular path of getting a medicine, trying to, use your patient's medicines? And I just don't understand. You know, just like some of these nurses that have gotten caught taking the patient's pain medicine in the hospital and refilling it with saline. How do you even get into nursing school and go through all the years of training and abuse that many of us go through with training if you're a type of person that would steal from a dying patient? I don't get that. How do these people get through? And then some of you are probably yelling at the radio now going, it's the drugs. What happens is something changes, they get addicted to something, and the addiction takes over your ethics, your religious background, your sense of right and wrong. And that blows my mind. It just does. I don't understand it. What a waste of years, and what a waste of a spot that a good person could have taken. We need good dentists. We need good doctors. Some of you may think your particular towns are overcrowded. I don't think we ever can have enough. Okay? And to think that somebody who has that type of character took the place of somebody better deserving kills me. Cause it is so difficult to get into medical school and so difficult to get into dental school and to get through it all. Blows my mind. Now, apparently the family of a 21-year-old autistic man claims that their dentist in Indianapolis took all of his teeth out without his permission. Christopher Christ had been fighting an infection, all right? And he says, apparently the dentist, from what we understand, was not available for comment. And they said that he took out 29 teeth. Excuse me. And that he did not want them pulled. I guess the story was aired. Local Fox had gotten more than a dozen calls telling a similar story that the dentist at Amazing Family Dental had been taking out too many teeth. Rose Hill went to the dentist to take care of one tooth that was bothering her. She said the doctor pulled out an entire bottom row. Now, I guess the family of Mr. Christ is going to sue. But, we sign consents. Unless when you're sedated and you wake up. But, it's really damaging to the profession because people aren't going to be able to trust. They're not going to have trust in our dentistry and medical profession. All right, don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, some hurricane news. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DrDahlia.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You guys are dancing out there. I see it. We can just dance a little bit. You know, sometimes we just don't get to stop and dance. They say sometimes stop and smell the roses, but we don't like to do that in April because we'll start sneezing. But sometimes I think you just need to start dancing. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, I always find it funny whenever I'm at a place and there's some background music. And, you know, people are just kind of talking, and then all of a sudden you see somebody actually dancing to the beat. And I'm not talking dancing like club dancing. They're sitting there kind of wiggling. They're shaking their head, and they're moving their hand to the beat. And I think that is hilarious. Either they really like the music, and they're just kind of dancing out to the music, or they're making fun that the music is there. You know, you'll get into an elevator, and they'll be like, do, 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 do. And you're like sitting there and you're like trying to, you know, just jam to it. Just kind of raising your arms out and like, you know, kind of sexy dancing right to the music. Right? I mean, it just makes the movement, the time fun. All right. I think that's something we all should just do every now and then. You know, not like the whole big flash mob, get everybody up and going. But, you know, if ever you just think, you know, some people just need a laugh or you just need to feel like, you know, just take a break from it all. Stand up in the middle of the restaurant And but you see, the background music has to be apparent. If everybody's talking, they're not going to understand. But it's got to be where the background music is apparent. For example, I went to a Mexican restaurant about a week or two ago. And there was a gentleman behind the, I don't know if it was a synthesizer or like an, you know, organ type. It was a keyboard, but it sounded like he had it on the organ setting. And so he was singing New York in Spanish. Nueva York, Nueva York. Okay, so I, you know, just kind of get up and I just start moving with it. You know, okay, now, yes, I think Latino music is very sexy. But, you know, nobody else is dancing. Nobody's noticing the music. And you got a guy working his butt off translating American classics into Mexican music for us Americans going to the American or the Mexican restaurant. And just sometimes just get up and dance, get up and boogie. It feels good. It's funny. Yeah, people may think you're an idiot, but it makes them giggle. You made people feel good. You made people feel good and you laughed at a situation. I think laughing at life is important because there's just so much going on that's kind of scary and nail biting, like the whole, you know, gun control and, you know, school shooting and, you know, the economy. And, you know, you just kind of sit there and watch the world and it's like, oh my, you know, you got Dr. Dolly on the radio. It's scary stuff. So sometimes you just need to kind of, you know, boogie a little bit, you know, just kind of swag a little bit, you know, I don't know. Have fun with it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we've talked about this before, but the story came out today where there's a little baby tiny magnetic bracelet that could be implanted at the base of your throat, helping some people with chronic heartburn where the medicines don't seem to work on their reflux disease. Apparently, millions of us have chronic heartburn, and we burp, and we belch, and we have acid, and then that could put us at risk for esophageal cancer, and it scares us. But this new device was made out of a Minnesota company. Hoo-hoo, Minnesota! Torax Medical, Inc., and the FDA had approved it last year. The device is a ring of titanium beads with magnets. It's placed around the weak muscle at the base of the esophagus. All right, and it's about a half-hour operation. From what I understand, it keeps it tight, as opposed to your lower esophageal sphincter relaxing. When your lower esophageal sphincter, I know you guys are giggling, when your lower esophageal sphincter relaxes, you end up getting backflow of the acid. And when that happens, the acid goes up where it's not supposed to, and you end up getting the heartburn. Again, you know, many of us have dealt with heartburn for years. Some of us think it's heartburn when it's actually an ulcer, or gastric cancer, or pancreatic cancer, or esophageal cancer, which is why you need to get checked out. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I notice when I eat really light, and I'm really good with my diet, low fatty foods, no soda, no spicy food, no heavy red meat, and I eat very tiny meals, I notice I don't have the reflux. You know, but, you know, you go to a party and I mean, I am messed up for days, you know, and no, the antacids a lot of times can't touch it. You know, many of you ask me about gas acts. You know, you have gas and there's these medicines over the counter to help decrease gas. The problem with medicines like gas acts is much of your gas is already 2 days down the path. So when you are starting to have issues in your colon, it could be because of something you had eaten that day. Or it could be because of something you had eaten a couple days ago. So now you run and get the gas sex. Well, by the time the gas sex works or kicks in, I mean, it could take a day or two to get through your bowel as it is. Remember, most of this stuff sits in your stomach for a couple hours. So for those of you dealing with gas, you're not going to get immediate relief with gas sex. You know, a lot of times with gas, you just got to let it out, and then you got to go back and figure out what's giving you the gas. You know, I told you guys the story, but you're going to hear it again. You know, when I was in my 20s, when you're in your 20s, you really never seem to have any issues. You know, gas, stomach issues, you know, if you're blessed. So it's wonderful. And I used to love onions, raw onions on my burger, raw onions on my pizza. If I ever ordered a pizza, I ordered it with onions. I just loved onions. I thought it was cool. It added great taste, not too much calories. I loved it. Ate an onion pizza before I went to medical school. All right, so the day before, I go up to Reno, start medical school, right? A couple days into it, I get immediately bloated, and I look like I'm 9 months pregnant. So immediately I thought, well, it's a different city I'm living in. Maybe it's the tap water, it's the water. No. You know, because none of my other friends that moved up from Vegas to go to medical school in Reno had that issue. I, you know, tried to go to the doctor, figure out what was going on. They said, oh, it's irritable bowel syndrome. And I go, no. Okay, you're irritating me. It can't be that because I just got up here and it just started. What's going on? So what I decided on my own was to do a food diary. And I decided to figure out, I don't really like diaries, I know that sounds girly, sorry. But, you know, we tried to figure out, I'd go as really bland as possible and then slowly introduce the food. The problem is it was very difficult the first few days because, again, whatever food is giving you gas today was probably something you had eaten a couple days ago. So if you decide to go bland right now and you end up having gas or issues 2-3 days from now, you give up and you quit, but you don't realize that it's because the food is still there and it's still being metabolized. And by the time it's in your colon, the job of your colon is to suck out any extra water or fluid. So, I kept giving up because I had to eat something. Well, 9 months later, I figured out that it was onions. Now, that blew my mind. I'm like, wait a second. So if I ate onions and then I tried it, I would just blow up within an hour or two gassy. Now, this didn't make any sense to me because just a day before medical school, I was able to eat onions on my pizza, no problem. Well, what must have happened is it's not called an allergy. An allergy is where you start to blow up, you know, like with shrimp, etc. That's an allergy where you get an allergic reaction. This is an intolerance or an inability to digest. People will say, oh, I'm allergic to onions because they'll give me gas, or I'm allergic to beans. No, that's not an allergy. An allergy, right, you go through hives, you got difficulty breathing, tongue swelling, etc. A food intolerance is where you just don't have the enzymes to break it down. So one of my friends said, go get some Beano. So I went, got some over-the-counter Beano. They had little tablets or they had the little drops. And if you add that to your food that has onions, no gas. So it helped you digest. But it took me 9 months to figure that out. So whenever, you know, my patients come in and they talk about gas, and we've spent a lot of time on the show, one is, you know, make sure you're pooping. A lot of you will say, oh, I pooped, but it was probably half of what you had in you. So now you're getting that backed up the next day, no wonder. You know, so, I mean, it's really got to be a good poop. Don't be taking laxatives and enemas. Don't be doing that. Just, you know, eat some extra fiber, etc. If you're overly constipated, you know, have a doctor take a peek at you. Two is when you have the gas, let it out. A lot of us, we start feeling gassy at breakfast time. You know, we're sitting in our cubicle going, oh, my, I need to wait till I get home or I could fart in the car. So you hold it for 8 hours. You know, the women's bathroom is not very conducive to letting the air out because women always sit there and do their makeup and they talk and you don't have any privacy. You got to let the air out. Pretend like you forgot something in your car. Go out to your car, fart there. I don't care. But you got to let the air out because trapped air just adds more air. You don't want to swallow air talking when you eat. You got to shut up and eat. You got to be careful chewing gum. That also swallows air. But then sometimes you just got to figure out what food it is. And if you tell me, but doctor, I've been eating this food my whole life, doesn't matter. Look up with me, you know, what happened with the onions. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about this brain scan that could see and measure pain. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. the number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione, is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in this new study, scientists reported yesterday that they were able to see pain on brain scans. And for the first time, according to Fox News, measure its intensity and tell whether a drug was relieving it. Scans, hopefully then, could these types of scans could then later tell us if a baby's hurting or if somebody in a coma is hurting or in dementia or someone unable to talk. You know, that's one of our biggest fears, that we're going to be stuck or paralyzed and we're not going to be able to talk and we're in pain, right? You know, I don't know what movie it was when we were little that we saw that, or, and, you know, it's just something that I was always afraid of, you know, God forbid happening. Okay. Now, Dr. Tor Wagger, neuroscientist at the University of Colorado Boulder, led the research published in the New England Journal of Medicine. So far, it is only pain felt through the skin heat applied to an arm that they could detect, but they want to move towards headaches, pain from other diseases, etc. They say pain is the top reason people see a doctor. All right. Could this later be expanded to depression, to PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder? So research involved four experiments at Columbia University approved by a panel to make sure no participants were harmed. In all 114 healthy volunteers, they were paid $50 to $200 to be tested with a heating element placed against the forearm at various temperatures, not severe enough to cause burns or lasting damages. Some of the experiments required them to stand it for 10 to 20 seconds. For $200, I'd do it. They said it was like holding a cup of coffee that you really want to put down, but you can't quite yet. So they used the functional magnetic resonance imaging, the fMRIs, which we've talked about before on the show. It doesn't require radiation like x-rays do, and it recorded changes in brain activity measured by blood flow. Computers were then used to generate signatures or kind of patterns from these readings. All right, the first set of experiments on 20 people developed signatures for pain versus the anticipation of it or the actual warmth. So people thought it was going to hurt and picked it up, or what you know, because they could time it. Okay, you know, all right, you're about to hold this hot cup of coffee. They could already see what the brain's starting to do, and then the time they're holding the coffee. The second experiment validated these signatures in 33 other people and found they predicted how much pain they said it felt. I won't go into the other experiments. You know what? These are kind of cool. All right. The third experiment involved 40 people who recently lost a serious love relationship and were feeling intensely rejected. Besides the heat test, they had scans while being shown a picture of their former partners and then a picture of a good friend. Researchers found the brain signatures for social and emotional pain were different from the ones for physical pain. Then in the fourth experiment, researchers gave 21 participants two infusions of a morphine-like drug while they were being scanned and having the heat test. The first time they knew they were getting the drug. The second time they were told they were getting dummy infusions but actually giving the pain drug. Brain signatures showed their pain was being relieved both times in proportion to how much of the drug was in their system, so they could objectively see this. That, to me, pretty cool. So this functional MRI now is being used. I mean, you know, as you see the brain move and work, it's phenomenal. It blows my mind. And they are able to, they are able to anticipate thinking or anticipate, what could be going on in somebody that can't convey that. It's phenomenal. And hopefully will be used widespread when it comes time to make decisions about, pull the plug. You know, if somebody's in a coma, if their brain is working, if they're listening to you and they're hearing you, you know, if you're like Bob and you see the brain light up when you said Bob, you know, as opposed to you saying truck and nothing happening, that's going to kind of change your mind on pulling the plug if they're in a coma. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The 2013 season now is predicted to have above-average hurricane storms, 9 hurricanes and 18 tropical storms. They say 4 of the hurricanes this coming season will be major, with sustained winds reaching at least 111 miles per hour, according to the U.S. Storm Research Team. Well, they've already named them. We went through the names, right? We got a Hurricane Herberto. We got a Hurricane Wendy. We got a Hurricane Ingrid. I told you which ones I'm worried. I'm scared of which ones I'm not. Definitely go to the first hour for that. An average season lasts from June 1st to November 30th. And usually an average season, according to Mail Online, brings about 12 tropical storms, 6 hurricanes, and 2 major hurricanes in the Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico. They're expecting 9, they say. The prediction for a busier season was based on 2 factors, the warmer water, and the Atlantic Ocean has warmed in recent months. And they don't think there's going to be the El Nino expect. And I guess El Nino is the warming of surface waters in the tropical Pacific. It occurs every 4 to 12 years and has these effects that I guess are global. The weather phenomenon creates this wind shear that makes it harder for storms to develop into hurricanes. So when you have El Nino, we have less hurricanes. The researchers said there's a 72% that a major hurricane will hit the U.S. coast this year compared to the historical average of 52%. There is a 48% chance that a major hurricane will hit the East Coast, compared with the historical average of 31%. The 2012 hurricane system, we had 19 tropical storms, 10 hurricanes, including Sandy. That hit the northeastern United States in October. Irene also was a nasty one. No, Irene might have been the year before. Sandy killed more than 200 people. It caused more than $71 billion of damage in New York and New Jersey. Now, you know, many of you will say, well, wait a second. Hurricane Sandy, though, when it hit, was then already a tropical storm or, you know, that's something to look at and be concerned about, though. Okay, even if we don't have a hurricane, if these things are moving up the northeast, they still pack a huge punch, as we all saw. Okay, hurricanes are not a Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Carolina problem. And for those of you that live in the northeast, you know that. And, you know, we definitely urge, you know, getting prepared. I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy, as you all know. Big fan of Freeze Dry Guy. And, you know, get your food stock, your you know, generators, whatever you need. Evacuate when they tell you to. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In more news today, we found that weight loss surgery could be tied to colon cancer risk. A study of English and, English and Swedish researchers found colon cancer risk higher in those that had bariatric surgery for weight loss. We're not sure why. It doesn't mean the surgery causes colon cancer. Maybe it's because there's changes in the diet. Maybe you're increasing more protein. Maybe you don't poop as much. Maybe it's the shock of losing hundreds of pounds, you know, so quickly. But that was also in today's news. We also have a recall. Automakers Honda, Toyota, Nissan, and Mazda are recalling about 3.3 million vehicles worldwide because the passenger side airbag could deploy with too much force, sending shards of metal into the passenger area. Apparently, the recalls were announced in Tokyo, included about 1.7 million Toyotas, 1.1 million Hondas, 480,000 Nissans, 20,000 Mazda. 1.4 million of these vehicles are in the United States. Honda had the most serious continuing problem with the airbag. Remember, keep your kids in the back seat if you can. You know, we're finding, you know, kids adult size can maybe be in the front seat, but these younger kids, we're finding with the new guidelines, many of them still need to be in a car seat. We'll re-review that this year. But, you know, your 8-year-old fourth grader, no, get them out of the front seat. They should be in the back. It's safer. Models, just to quickly go through the Honda models, the CRV models, Civics, Odyssey minivan, the Mazda 2003-2004, Mazda 6, RX-8 2004 year. You know, there's so many of them. I don't want to, you know, we're coming up at the end of the show. Definitely contact your car dealership. Find out which ones are getting recalled and get it checked out. There's nothing more important than safety. All right, guys, we had a great show today. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow live, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, but most of all, be safe. Thank you, Don, and God bless.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hemp USA. HSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.